Welcome, everybody, to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, as always, commercial-free from my super-secret bat cave. Folks, we're back in the middle of greatness. So, this is the watch-along for last night's Monday Night Raw. Let's just get going with it. And we've got Jey Uso. I love the love that he gives to the crowd and the crowd gives to him. It's just so cool. Pat McAfee standing on the desk. Don't fall off there, Pat. And that WrestleMania sign was swinging. I don't know what to make about that. But I really love that there is now Jimmy versus Jey Uso at WrestleMania 18 days from now. Can you believe it's 18 days from now? And I mean, okay, Jey is feeling it. I know what it is, but I've never really understood the whole yeet thing. But, you know, hey, it's really cool. Oh. Okay, so there's Jimmy. Oh man. And Solo. Both brothers are here. Oh my word. Now, what I think is interesting is that they're twins, but and I've heard twins say, "Oh, I'm older than you," or "I'm younger than you." So, I don't know how much older. They are, or Jimmy is to Jey, but here we are. You could cut the tension with a knife. You gonna say something, Jimmy? You gonna say something? Okay. Is this some sort of like weird twin telepathy thing? Okay. And there's pointing, and again, what in the heck? Guys? Wow. Okay. Oh, man. Woo! Okay. Woo! Well, I mean, Jimmy, I don't know what to tell you. Oh man, he is laying it on. Jimmy's saying, "No, you left me." Woo! Ooh. Okay. All right. All right. All right, Deuce. What's up with that, man? Saying biggest moments are because of Jimmy? Oh, okay. Jay is, oh, but he got stopped with a super kick out of nowhere. And, oh, here comes Solo. Oh, man. And, boy, what's he doing? He's just holding him and he's yelling at him, and here comes Cody Rhodes in his three-piece suit. Cody Cutter. Oh, got all that. That was a perfect Cody Cutter. Good Lord, and the fans in North Carolina are loving this. In Raleigh, North Carolina, they're loving this. Well, I mean, WrestleMania, this is going to be something. I mean, Cody has his tag team title. Or not title match, his tag match with Seth freaking Rollins. If Cody wins, then it's going to be 1-on-1, him versus Roman at night two. If Cody and Seth lose, then it's going to be no holds barred, bloodline rules. Oh, this is gonna be a sick match. They're just announcing Becky versus Nia for first time in 5 years. Last man standing, last woman standing. Oh, man. Well, that is going to be something. So, you've got Paul Heyman trying to assure Adam Pearce that the bloodline is gone from the building. That's a spoiler. I mean, you gotta love Paul E. Okay, well, so this is the tag team qualifying match, DIY versus the Creed Brothers. Now, I guess I'm really confused still because I thought that this was like, you know, you win your tag match, you go on to the six pack ladder match at WrestleMania against the Judgment Day, but apparently there's some sort of weird bracket or something. I know that we are on the eve of, you know, I know we're on the eve of March Madness, but boy, I mean, the Creeds, you know, there are people that come from NXT that I just think, you know, there's no way that they're going to be able to gain traction. But I really think that the Creeds, with their athleticism, with their amateur background, I really think that the Creeds have a legitimate chance and a shot to to do well in the main roster. Now, here's what's interesting. This is an Olympic year, and look, I don't know if the wrestling tryouts, you know, qualifiers have already happened. Can you imagine one or both of the Creeds going to the Olympics in Paris? That would be absolutely mind-blowing. I know that, you know, a number of years ago, there was talk. Oh, nice double team by DIY. But getting back to my point, years ago, there was a call for professional wrestling to go into the Olympics. But considering that, you know, it's, you know, it's predetermined and all that, I mean, there's really no way there's no real way to do it without people saying, yeah, but it's predetermined. Okay, and boy, Julius Creed, I mean, this guy is long, he's lean, he's absolutely amazing in what he can do. And here comes Johnny Gargano. Beautiful slingshot. The Creeds. Oh, man. Johnny Gargano is a wrecking machine. I'm glad that DIY is back. I think that they're going to be a good, solid tag team. I love Johnny Wrestling. Johnny Gargano. Oh, boy. And Tommaso Ciampa. And you want to talk about, oh, Nice. Nice. Teaming up with each other. Oh, this is going to be nasty. Is this going to be a... Oh. Oh! White noise. One, two. Oh! Oh! Tommaso Ciampa had him... I don't know if he had him all the way hooked. Didn't look like he had him like all the way hooked. But he had just enough on it. And, oh, there's a chop and another one. Boy, with Gargano, with Creed, Julius Creed, and with Johnny Gargano, I mean, that is a lot of abs in the ring. Goodness. And they're just slugging it out. I love this. And the crowd's going into it. Woo! Ooh, pick the ankle. And Ciampa. I mean, Ciampa's had issues with various injuries. He's got the ankle lock in. Oh, and oh, one arm and just powerbomb. That was brilliant. And Ciampa. And oh, you got double ankle locks. Oh, DIY, they are, and Ciampa rolls under, oh, I mean, Ciampa's got crossface in, Johnny Gargano had Brutus with the Gargano escape, oh, Shatter Machine. That was nasty. Moonsault, one. Oh, and here comes Brutus in the cover. One, two. Oh my gosh. That was impressive. Well, here we go. And there's another tag. Oh, boy, here we go. Rolls under. Oh! Nobody home. One, two, oh! And, woo! One, two, three. And DIY found a way. Do it yourself, because nobody's going to do it for you. DIY. Good Lord. Love that. Well, there you go. There you go. So, Gargano and Ciampa are the next team in. So, two down, four to go. Thunderbolt Patterson... It's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Oh, man. So now you've got the U.S. Express. You've got Bull Nakano, Thunderbolt Patterson, Muhammad Ali, and Paul Heyman. Now, there is talk. There is talk about Bray. But we will see what happens with that. All right, so just kind of FYI, they are just recapping what happened on SmackDown with The Rock. And here's Cody Rhodes in the middle of the ring. The fans are just going nuts. Wow. I mean, wow. I mean, Cody. Cody's feeling it. Oh, want to have a little talk with the guy. Going after The Rock now. Favorite heel, huh? So which is it? Favorite heel or final boss? Or is it both? Woo! We are in Florida country. Salty language from Cody. Cody laying it on thick. Woo! All right, Cody getting down to business. I love Woo! Ooh, they're training mom shots. Okay, here we go. Oh, man. Cody is letting him know, letting Brock know that his mom ain't scared. I mean, I'm torn. I think I said this last week. I'm torn because I look at this and I think, okay, well, is this going to be a fair fight? I don't know. Part of me says, yes, I want this to be a fair fight. I need this to be a fair fight because I want to see Roman lose. No excuses. No excuses. But the other side of me says, maybe I want bloodline rules. Maybe I want no disqualification so that Cody could literally say, I literally beat every single member of the bloodline. I beat Jimmy. I beat Solo. I beat Roman. Heck, I beat, you know, anybody else. Jimmy says much. He's like, there are more bloodline members coming. I'm like, all right, well, cool. You got this Jacob Fatu fella, cousin, that everybody's just going nuts for. Wouldn't be surprised if he shows up. Oh, here's Paul E. Oh my gosh. And Paul's I just love Paul Heyman. I've always loved Paul E, man. This guy, you know, can talk, and he can talk just passionately. Love this. Well, Paul, what you gonna do? You gonna get in the ring? You gonna do that? All right, here we go. Okay. Oh, so Roman Reigns is a mama's word, huh? Okay, so this is Cody and Roman. Okay. 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 All right. Well, I guess we have a deal then. Oh, here we go. Here's the twist. Oh, man. Here's the twist. Ooh. Okay, here we go. All right, that's fair. You show up alone. We show up together? All right. It's only fair. And they shake on it. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Well, I mean, that is gonna be something. Oh, man. How cool. How cool is the NC State logo, with the wolf head? That is just that is just so cool. I really dig that. So SummerSlam coming up August 3rd from Cleveland Brown Stadium in Cleveland, Ohio. That is something. That is something. Well, if Cleveland is going to get SummerSlam, then what do y'all figure? A lot of people, a lot of smart people, have said, no, I really think that we're going to have. A lot of smart people said, I think we're going to have, I think we're going to have, I think we're going to have a WrestleMania at US Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, St. Paul area So, okay, let's see what happens. Oh, it's a contract signing. It's a contract signing between, well, look, I know it's Gunther, I will always call him Walter, but between Walter and this man, Sami Zayn. I mean, Sami Zayn went from having no credible path to the Showcase of the Immortals to he is, I mean, this is a match. And, I mean, the crowd is going nuts for Sammy. Sammy, boy, this is the biggest opportunity he's had in quite some time. He hasn't been the top champion, though, since his NXT days. And, well, you got Gunther, got Walter, the Ring General. Woo, 647 days, that man. I mean, he is confidently striding towards the ring. Say what you want about Gunther. About Walter. Say what you want about Walter. This guy shows up to work. And he, you know, people, you know, and nobody's really ever asked, but, you know, if people ask, well, why don't you have a problem with Walter? Why don't you have a problem with Rhea Ripley? They've been dominant champions. Why don't you have a problem with them? Because they show up. Because they show up. So, you know, hey. And Walter takes care of his own business. Mocking him and what he was wearing. I don't know if you want to do that. Woo! Yep. I mean, Walter's like, yeah, you know. I mean, that's a narrative. Sami Zayn saying, hey, you know, last year I ended the longest tag team title reign in history. This year I end the longest Intercontinental Championship reign in history. That is epic. That is epic. That is absolutely epic.
Oh. Oh, here we go. He's trying to goad Sami Zayn. Oh, he wants to get beaten, says Walter. All right, they're signing the contract. They're signing that thing, Walter. Okay, here we go. And Walter, okay. Is the table going to get turned over? Is this going to be contract signing without any problems? Oh, here we go. Whoa, Adam Pearce. Whoo, Adam Pearce is, I mean, he is right, here we go. Well, I mean, no tables were thrown, no chairs were thrown. Okay, all right. Okay. And Sami Zayn and he goes right back through the curtains. This is odd that they are following him back to the back like this. I mean, okay. Well, so the awesome truth. Oh, going up against Indusheer. Are you kidding? Well, I mean, oh boy. This is so cool. This is so cool that they're going through. The awesome truth. I love that. I love their logo. I wish they had like I go back. I go back to the 1980s as a fan, and I remember people standing in front of their logos. I mean, it was green screen, and whatever, but they stood in front of their logos to cut promos. I wish that they do more of that. But you got to the awesome truth. The awesome truth. Love it. All right, folks. So, we are going to end this segment, and I'll be back, and we will finish out Monday Night Raw. All right, we are back with the second half of Monday Night Raw from last night, emanating from Campus, North Carolina State in
Raleigh, North Carolina. This is the Awesome Truth versus Indy Shearer for the chance to go to WrestleMania. And Truth quickly tags in Miz. Miz kind of look at him a little befuddled. Oh, ho, ho. And tags. And oh, that is some heavy weight coming down on you. Truth trying to rally the crowd. Oh, that is just scary. That is scary. Into Shearer. Oh, and just trying to rip his neck off. I mean, just going off on him. All right. Oh, and Miz is back in the corner where he doesn't want to be. He is trying to get back to Truth. Tags him in. Truth comes in. And nice shoulder tackles. And, oh, straight up, straight down. Oh. Little Jimmy's in the house. And John Cena. Oh, five knuckle shuffle. And, oh, it looked like he was going for an AA. Oh, drop to hold. Beautiful drop to hold. Into an STF. Oh, man, he is going crazy. Indy Shearer is in trouble to the Awesome Truth. Can you imagine if the Awesome Truth wins this thing? Oh, skull-crushing finale. Miz, 1-2. Oh, and he tripped him. He tripped R-Truth. And R-Truth gets... So they are going to WrestleMania. Oh, man, they are going to WrestleMania. Miracles happen. They are going to WrestleMania. Wow. Watch this. And, oh. One. Two. Three. And got him. Got him. Wow, Awesome Truth. Now we are three deep. We are halfway home. We are halfway home. All right. So, CM Punk coming back next week. And Drew McIntyre is being trailed by Seth freaking Rollins, a.k.a. Colby. Let's see what they have to say. Woo!
Well, Seth Rollins, Colby is wanting to admit something to Drew McIntyre and everybody in Raleigh. Oh, man. He says he's a spelly junkie. Oh, man. Wow. Okay. They're chanting spelly junkie. I love it. I love it. Going after Punk again. Woo! They're chanting CM Punk. Oh! I've said this for weeks now. I love Sirius Colby. I love Sirius Seth. This guy, I mean, no laughing, no dancing around, just straight up. I love this version. And, oh. Woo. Okay.
I mean, Drew's got a point about, you know, how he wants just him and Seth, him and Kobe to have the spotlight, not the bloodline. I mean, Drew is spitting out truth, man, saying that he's earned this chance. Well, it's nice to know they're both addicts of the spotlight. I mean, Kobe is throwing true daggers too, saying, "Hey, you know, fine. You say you wanted the spotlight, but when the spotlight came back on you, when everybody came back, you fumbled." He ain't wrong. He ain't wrong. Wow. Okay. Well, from that, we are going to a New Day versus Alpha Academy. It's Otis and Akira Tozawa. I will not wager a guess as to who is going to punch their ticket to the grandest stage of them all, but boy howdy, can you imagine if it was New Day? I love Alpha Academy. I think they're entertaining. I think they're good, you know, at what they do, but I'd love to see, I mean, if I'm being honest, if I'm being 100, I want to see Awesome Truth. I want to see DIY. I want to see New Day and Judgment Day. Woo! I mean, Akira Tozawa, man, this is the Akira Tozawa that I think people wanted to see for a long time. Okay. I mean, okay. And, oh! And Otis just wrecking him. Oh! Stiff elbow, or stiff clothesline, I should say. Catches Kofi, slams him down. That's, well, oh, and Otis is going to go for the caterpillar. He is going for the caterpillar. Oh, one, two, oh! Just about beat Kofi. That's a nice shot. Just straight ahead, going down the rampway. That is a nice shot. So, tonight on NXT, tomorrow the NXT watch along, it is Trick Williams versus Noam Dar. That is going to be a heck of a match. And New Day almost had it. I mean, can you imagine DIY, Judgment Day, Awesome Truth, and New Day? Can you imagine those four? And then the other two, I mean, I don't know who the other two are going to be, but can you imagine six of the absolute greatest tag teams going after each other? I just had a thought. I don't know if this is going to happen. Maybe Jay. Oh, maybe Jay. Ups the ante and says, "Hey, if I can beat you, Jimmy, if I can beat you, then we're going to be that sixth team in the six-pack challenge." That would be an absolute amazing, amazing showcase. But we'll see what happens. And, Xavier Woods caught him. And, sit down powerbomb. That's got to be it for Jizawa. And Xavier Woods going after it. And... Whee! That's it, the elbow. One, two, three. And New Day goes to WrestleMania. This actually makes a lot of sense because we've been hearing about hashtag Meat Mania. Don't know if Meat Mania is going to be a thing. Okay, here is the last woman standing match. This is the last match of the night. It's Nia Jax versus Becky Lynch. I've been reading various articles online. They were saying that Nia could be in danger of not making it to WrestleMania. And let me see if I can find that. All right. Ooh. And all right, so this is from Sportskeeda, and four directions for Nia Jax at WrestleMania 40. So she could go up against Liv Morgan. I mean, that's a match. She could be added to the women's world championship match. I think that's a good solid idea. Nia Jax could take on Jade Cargill, or she could just miss the show altogether. I think it would be a mistake to have Nia not be at WrestleMania. Oh, she is just, she's got Becky Lynch on her shoulders, and boy, Becky is just, oh, manhandle slam, manhandle, oh, through the table, through a dang table, oh, and Nia is just staring at the lights. She is just staring up at the lights. And Becky, oh, Nia just barely got up at 9. Wow. Manhandle slam from, wow, from Becky. And Becky is going up top. Becky is climbing that ladder. Becky is going. What is she doing? Oh my word, what is Becky doing? Oh! Leg drop right on to Nia. Nia's got to be out. They're at five. They're up to 6. Then 7, 8, 9. And Becky Lynch wins. Oh, man. All right. Well, folks, that is your WrestleMania fix for this week on Raw. Got epic stare down between Becky and Rhea to end the show. So I will be back tomorrow with your NXT watch along. I will see you all tomorrow.